Listen closely, for what you are about to encounter is no mere coincidence, no random flicker in the vast expanse of time. This very instant, this precise conjunction of circumstances, was meticulously inscribed into existence long before the first star ignited, before the earth spun into being. The Almighty Creator, the cosmic architect of all that isn't merely addressing the anonymous crowds, the faceless masses of humanity. No, with an intimate specificity that cuts through the noise of the world, He is speaking directly to you, to the depths of your individual soul. He's not waiting for a more convenient tomorrow morning when you might feel adequately prepared, when your self-perceived readiness finally materializes. Nor is He postponing until next week, when the relentless demands of life might, by some miracle, settle into a calm you crave. His call is immediate, resounding in the now. Understand this profound truth. There is a blessing, a singular and divine inheritance, meticulously carved with your unique name upon it. It rests patiently, shimmering in the celestial realms, waiting for its appointed moment to descend. But here is the crucial insight that often eludes the understanding of many. This blessing doesn't simply materialize, falling effortlessly into your lap by virtue of your existence alone. No, it is powerfully, miraculously released through one foundational principle, one undeniable catalyst: obedience. The Most High, the all-seeing, ever-present God, perceives everything with an unwavering gaze. He sees past the carefully constructed facade you present to the world, recognizing the profound exhaustion you meticulously conceal behind your smile. He knows intimately of the silent, unseen battles you wage within the sanctuary of your heart and mind, those arduous conflicts that no one else ever bothers to inquire about, the struggles you face in quiet solitude. He observes with divine clarity the relentless torrent of a thousand distractions, each one vying to drown out His gentle, insistent voice in the symphony of your life. And yet, despite the weight of your weariness, the intensity of your struggles, and the clamor of the world, He is still calling, not with a crushing force of command, but with an urgent, profound tenderness, an invitation laced with grace. If today you hear His voice, do not harden your heart. Hebrews 3 verse 15. This is not some generalized, easily dismissible Sunday morning sermon, a generic platitude meant to apply vaguely to everyone and ultimately to no one. This is a potent, divine summons, a direct invitation specifically extended to those who are genuinely willing to not only listen with an open spirit but to actively move, to step forward in faith. Consider the ancient echoes. Noah heard the impossible command and, despite the ridicule and skepticism of his entire world, he built an ark, safeguarding life itself. Abraham heard the radical call and, without knowing where he was going, he courageously left behind every comfort, every familiar tie, every known certainty. The very same omnipotent hand that meticulously guided their monumental journeys is reaching out to you, in this very moment, offering guidance and strength for your own. But let me impart a truth that may deeply unsettle you, that might shake the foundations of your assumptions. To ignore the voice of God, to dismiss His gentle nudges and profound instructions, is never a neutral act. Carries a profound, often unforeseen cost. Adam and Eve, in their innocence, chose to heed the deceptive whisper of the wrong voice, and in that single act of disobedience, they forfeited paradise, plunging humanity into a legacy of struggle. King Saul, despite being anointed by God, chose to prioritize his own timing, his own agenda over the divine command, and in doing so, he irrevocably lost his kingdom, his lineage, and his destiny. These are not merely ancient narratives, quaint tales recounted to make preachers sound wise or sermons more compelling. These are stark, indelible warnings, profoundly etched into the very fabric of Holy Scripture, serving as timeless reminders that delayed obedience is, at its core, simply disobedience disguised, wearing a nicer, more palatable mask. And yet, within this profound truth, here lies the breathtaking beauty of His character. His mercy, an boundless ocean of grace, endures forever, stretching beyond the grasp of human comprehension. Psalm 136 beautifully proclaims this eternal truth. He is not speaking to you with the intention of crushing you beneath the unbearable weight of guilt or shame. On the contrary, his voice is an irresistible draw, a loving invitation designed to pull you into an abundant fullness of life, into the vibrant discovery of your true purpose, into a joy so profound, so utterly pervasive, that it effortlessly drowns out every anxious thought, every nagging worry that keeps you tossing and turning through the darkest hours, every fear that holds you captive in the dead of night at 3 a.m. Perhaps, in this very moment, you are questioning your readiness for such a monumental calling. You might be doubting your inherent worthiness, wrestling with the notion that you could ever be enough. But here is what the Almighty, in His infinite wisdom and boundless love, has already definitively decided concerning you. You are ready. You are worthy. So, with a renewed spirit, boldly step into the magnificent destiny that has been meticulously prepared for you since before the dawn of creation. Let faith, an unshakable, living conviction, rise up within your chest, reverberating like the steady, powerful beat of a drum. Let the resounding testament of your obedience speak with a clarity and volume that utterly silences every fear, every doubt, every condemning whisper screaming for attention in the confines of your mind. And in that act of surrender and trust, let the blessing, the unique, perfectly tailored blessing that has been waiting patiently for this exact, divinely appointed moment, finally and fully land upon you, transforming your reality. If you are receiving this truth, if your spirit resonates with this divine message, we invite you to type Amen in the comments, affirming your reception. If you are truly ready to boldly walk into the magnificent purpose that the Lord of Heaven's armies has meticulously set aside specifically and uniquely for you, do not depart just yet. Remain with us until the very end, for we are concluding this powerful message with a prayer, a sacred invocation that possesses the power to profoundly shift the entire landscape of your reality. Now, chosen one, having fully absorbed both the solemn warning and the heartfelt invitation, we stand at the threshold of the place where genuine, life-altering transformation truly begins. It does not commence through the sheer force of your own strength, nor through the relentless exertion of your will. Rather, it blossoms in the quiet, profound act of your surrender, in the tender relinquishment of control to the one who holds all things. The Lord speaks to you once more, not with an admonishing tone of anger, but with a deep, overflowing longing, a holy yearning that transcends all earthly desires. His invitation echoes with a boundless love. Come to me with a heart that is pliable, a spirit that bends willingly to my guidance, a soul ready to follow wherever I lead. This, my dear friend, is the sacred genesis of every true blessing, every enduring fulfillment. It begins at the feet of the Most High, approaching with empty hands, devoid of self-sufficiency, and an open, receptive heart, eager to receive. He is not just a distant deity. He is your impenetrable fortress, a stronghold in times of trouble. He is your faithful redeemer, the one who rescues and restores. He is the very one who intricately formed you in the profound secret of your mother's womb, weaving every fiber of your being before you ever drew your first breath. He is not remote, not detached from your human experience. He is not silent, nor has he ever been. He is speaking to you right now, in this very moment, not simply to correct your missteps, but with a divine intention to meticulously restore what has been broken within you, to powerfully rebuild what has collapsed around you, and to abundantly fill every empty void that aches in your soul. The Lord longs to be gracious to you, therefore he will rise up to show you compassion. Isaiah 30 verse 18. The blessing is undeniably real, a tangible spiritual force, but it is never passive. It is not intended for those who merely listen out of idle curiosity, allowing the words to wash over them only to walk away entirely unchanged. No, this blessing is specifically reserved for those who not only hear with intentionality but who actually move, who actively respond with their lives. For faith, devoid of corresponding action, is nothing more than a collection of pretty thoughts, fleeting inspirations that ultimately lead nowhere, generating no lasting transformation. The Lord is not calling you to experience a mere 30 seconds of fleeting inspiration, a transient spark of motivation. He is issuing a profound call to act, to embody your faith. He is asking you to trust him implicitly even when it demands the uncomfortable sacrifice of your personal comfort. He calls you to extend radical forgiveness, even when every fiber of your being fiercely craves to cling to the bitterness of a grudge. He urges you to give generously, even when the precarious state of your bank account fills you with gnawing nervousness. And he implores you to pray, to persevere in earnest supplication, even when the heavens feel as impenetrable and unyielding as concrete. And it is precisely when you respond to his divine call, not with clever delay tactics or hesitant procrastination, but with immediate conviction and unwavering resolve, that the floodgates of heaven swing wide open, releasing a torrent of divine grace. What he restores in your life is not always immediately visible to the natural eye. He restores a profound, unshakable peace in the very epicenter of chaos. He brings miraculous healing where even the most skilled medical professionals have abandoned all hope. He meticulously rebuilds what human pride once destroyed, what the shattering force of pain relentlessly fractured. He possesses the power to turn even the most bitter waters sweet, transforming despair into delight. I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the Lord declares in Joel 2 verse 25. These blessings, the tokens of his favor, are not always tangible checks delivered in the mail. More often, they manifest as a sudden, undeniable clarity piercing through dense confusion, as a resurgence of inner fortitude, a remarkable strength rising up in the depths of exhaustion, as miraculous reconciliation after years of agonizing silence, as a profound, unadulterated joy returning with the promise of the morning light. The Father, in his infinite generosity, desires to bestow upon you far more than you could ever possibly ask or imagine. But this profound outpouring requires your active participation. Distraction and delay are insidious thieves, sly, silent pilferers of your destiny. They stealthily rob you of the very blessings that have already been assigned to your name, destined uniquely for you. Simple, surrendered obedience is the master key that effortlessly unlocks the magnificent treasures that have been meticulously prepared for you since before you were even born into this world. The Lord is utterly faithful. He is not human, therefore, he is incapable of deception or falsehood. What he has spoken, he will most certainly fulfill, down to the last detail. But he is asking something profound from you in return. Do not allow your heart to become hardened, resistant to his gentle promptings. Do not defer, waiting for a more convenient season that may never arrive. Do not utter a hesitant maybe, when his divine call is unequivocally asking for a decisive yes. Do not trade the eternal resonance of his voice for the fleeting sensation of temporary comfort or superficial ease. Do not permit fear, that insidious thief of destiny, to silence the response that faith is divinely purposed to make. Because in this exact, pivotal moment, something profound has shifted in the unseen realms. The spiritual wind is irrevocably changing direction. A divine reset, a radical recalibration of your spiritual compass, has already commenced. He has meticulously prepared a table for you, not in the peaceful aftermath of the storm, but strategically positioned right in the very heart of its tumultuous fury. And what is coming next, what is about to unfold, is far beyond the ordinary or the predictable. You were never created for a life of merely surviving, of perpetually scraping by, of desperately hoping you can just make it through another week. You were exquisitely designed to walk in an abundant overflow of his grace, to carry his profound peace like an unyielding weapon against every adversary, to live anchored in an unshakable eternal purpose. Now that you have clearly heard the voice of the Almighty and allowed this profound truth to deeply penetrate your heart, understand this with absolute clarity. Mere hearing, by itself, does not magically unlock the vast promises of heaven. No, it is what you choose to do next, how you actively respond, how you intentionally live your life, how you diligently align your daily existence with his divine will. This is where the blessing takes deep root, germinating and growing into something undeniably real, something visible and powerfully transformative. The Spirit of God does not move arbitrarily or randomly. On the contrary, the tangible presence of the Lord rests precisely where it is genuinely welcomed, where an attitude of humble obedience actively creates a sacred space, where the heart remains soft and pliable enough to discern and hear the faintest whisper of his guidance, long before the thunder of his mighty voice. The life you live each and every day, in all its mundane details, is profoundly, deeply spiritual. Your seemingly small choices are anything but insignificant. They ripple with eternal consequences, echoing through realms you cannot yet perceive. They either swing open the magnificent gates of divine favor, ushering in untold blessings, or they quietly, almost imperceptibly, close doors you didn't even realize were divinely meant for you. This, then, is precisely why alignment with God's will is not a singular, one-time decision you make and then forget. It is, instead, a daily posture of the soul, a continuous reorientation of your inner being towards Him. Begin each morning in intentional stillness, before the relentless notifications of the world begin their insistent buzzing, before the clamor of external demands rushes in, vying for your precious attention. Create a sacred space, a sanctuary within the chaos of your day. Sit quietly, place your hand gently over your heart, and whisper a simple, heartfelt prayer. Lord, help me to hear you today. That profound moment of intentional stillness becomes your personal altar, a sacred meeting place. It is not about the duration of your stay there, but rather about the profound intention that underpins that pause, the deliberate act of seeking His voice. Remember the young prophet Samuel. When he first heard God's voice, startling him in the quiet of the night, his response was beautifully simple and direct. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. 1 Samuel 3 verse 10. Let that timeless posture be yours as well. Throughout the course of your day, diligently guard the voices that seek entry into your spirit, into the very sanctuary of your mind and emotions. Not every voice, however persuasive or seemingly wise, deserves to hold authority over your feelings or dictate your actions. Be discerning, exercising spiritual wisdom. Test the spirits, as Scripture instructs in 1 John 4 verse 1, because some voices, deceptively cloaked in the guise of wisdom or logic, in truth carry the corrosive agents of fear, confusion, or shame. These, without exception, are not from the Holy One. When a thought suddenly grips you with a wave of panic or settles upon you with a crushing heaviness, stop immediately and, with spiritual authority, speak light into that darkness. Declare aloud, "This is not the voice of my God. I reject it completely." That powerful, definitive declaration reclaims the spiritual atmosphere around you, dispelling the shadows. Make it a practice to write down what you hear from the Lord. Yes, physically record it. Maintain a journal, a dedicated notebook, or even a digital note titled Whispers from God. Whenever the Lord gently nudges your spirit, perhaps to extend forgiveness, to speak a word of peace into a strained relationship, to courageously begin again after a setback, or to surrender something you've been clinging to, record it faithfully. Do not entrust your precious, sacred instructions solely to the fallibility of your memory. Instead, trust your obedience to honor what you've received. Many individuals drift away from their divine path, not out of overt rebellion, but simply because they forget the clear guidance they once received. Write the vision and make it plain. The Lord instructed Habakkuk in Habakkuk 2 verse 2, because what is committed to writing remains rooted, a tangible anchor for your spiritual journey. Take a moment to thoughtfully survey the landscape of your life. Is there a particular area that has grown still for too long? A forgotten room in your soul that has been silently collecting dust? It could be your personal discipline, your practice of generosity, the clarity of your divine purpose, the vitality of your prayer life, or the stewardship of your finances. Choose just one area, and with intentionality, begin to breathe life into it once again. Even the smallest, most seemingly insignificant step in faith sends powerful signals into the heavens, initiating a divine response. Movement in the natural realm inevitably releases movement in the supernatural. Let your obedience be swift, unencumbered by hesitation. Delayed obedience often cloaks itself in the subtle guise of wisdom or prudence, but in truth, it frequently reveals an underlying hesitation, and hesitation, in the spiritual economy, can regrettably forfeit blessing. When the Lord places something on your spirit, an instruction or a prompting, pray now, act now, speak now. Respond without waiting for the fleeting sensation of feeling completely ready. Gideon, despite his profound self-doubt and fear, moved forward in obedience, and nations were delivered. Esther, though terrified for her life, bravely stepped forward, risking everything, and her people were saved. Because they moved despite their overwhelming fear, vast transformations unfolded. End each day with a precious moment of holy reflection. Sit quietly, in the stillness, and gently ask, Lord, where did I miss you today? Where did I fail to perceive your presence or heed your leading? Do this not to drown yourself in shame or self-condemnation, but with the sincere intention to learn, to grow, to refine your spiritual senses. Write down your observations, and with that fresh insight, make adjustments for tomorrow. Search me, O God, and know my heart. David cried out in Psalm 139 verse 23. This, indeed, is the authentic heart posture of those who walk intimately with the Most High. They openly welcome correction, not as an indictment, but because they deeply long to stay in perfect step with His divine rhythm. Furthermore, consciously examine your immediate environment. Is your physical space nurturing your spirit or subtly draining it of vital energy? Intentionally clear away what belongs to past pain, what reinforces broken habits, or what represents unhealthy attachments. What you choose to surround yourself with profoundly shapes what stirs and takes root within you. A clean, uncluttered space invariably makes room for greater clarity and spiritual reception. And finally, and perhaps most crucially, speak life, especially when it is most difficult, when every internal voice screams otherwise. Even when you don't feel physically or emotionally strong, declare the unwavering truth of God's word with authority. Proclaim, I trust God more than my fleeting emotions. His promises will not return empty. What is divinely mine in heaven will not pass me by. Your words are not merely empty noise. They are potent weapons, spiritual keys that pierce through darkness and powerfully shift the very atmosphere around you. Chosen one, remember this truth above all. Blessings do not descend at random, like scattered confetti. They land precisely where the soil of the heart is ready, where the soul is postured in daily surrender, where consistent obedience builds an unstoppable momentum, and where faith is actively lived out, step by deliberate step. Do not exhaust yourself chasing the transient feeling of breakthrough. Instead, immerse yourself in the consistent, sacred rhythm of daily alignment with God, and the breakthrough will inevitably find you. What once felt distant and unattainable will suddenly become near and tangible. What was delayed for so long will finally begin to move with divine velocity. What has been meticulously prepared for you will, in its perfect timing, finally find a settled place to rest within you. This is the way, walk in it. And now, as the profound weight of this impending transformation begins to settle gently upon your spirit, there is one more foundational truth you must hold intimately close to your heart, embracing it with absolute certainty. What you, in your human perception, labeled as delay was never, for an instant, a divine denial. What felt like crushing failure was never intended as punishment. Instead, it was preparation, a holy, deliberate, and often unseen process, a sacred incubation designed by the very hand of God. The Lord of time and eternity, the master weaver of every moment, wants you to grasp this with crystal clarity. You were never behind schedule. The frenetic path that the world praises, the relentless speed it demands, the superficial metrics it employs to measure fleeting success. These were never intended as the benchmarks by which to measure your unique, divine journey. You were not late to your God-given purpose. You were simply being meticulously aligned with a grand design that is eternal, timeless, and utterly unconventional, entirely apart from the world's standards. There were undoubtedly moments when you grieved deeply, doors that remained stubbornly shut despite your fervent prayers, timelines that seemed to vanish into thin air, seasons of waiting that lingered far too long, stretching your patience to its limits. But those moments were not wasted. They were sacred, each one imbued with profound purpose. Every pause was deliberate. Every slow, measured step was divinely protected. You were being shielded from paths that were never truly yours to walk, from spiritual wars you were not meant to fight, from roles that would have inevitably distracted you from your true, heaven-assigned mission. He makes everything beautiful in its time. Scripture beautifully articulates this in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. And this unfolding beauty, this profound spiritual formation, has been meticulously taking shape in silence, beneath the surface of your life, where no human eye saw, where no applause was ever heard. But heaven, oh heaven indeed watched, meticulously noting every detail. What you perceived as stillness was never stagnation. It was, in reality, a period of spiritual gestation, a holy season of deep internal growth. In those hidden, quiet places, unseen by the world, the Lord was actively enlarging your capacity, stretching the very fabric of your character, deepening your roots in the fertile soil of His truth. Not because He was withholding from you, but precisely because He was preparing you, growing you, strengthening you to hold far more blessing, far more impact, and far more divine responsibility than you could ever have possibly imagined. There are certain blessings, certain callings, that require more than just fervent longing. They demand inner strength, unwavering stability, and a profound spiritual maturity. You may have prayed earnestly for influence, but the Lord, in His wisdom, built endurance within you first. You asked for a monumental breakthrough, but He strategically gave you backbone and inner fortitude. Because when heaven prepares a vessel for real, lasting impact, it always, without fail, strengthens the inside before ever revealing the outside. This was never, not for a moment, a delay in the conventional sense. It was a consecration, a holy pruning, a meticulous preparation for what was to come. And understand this truth. Absolutely nothing was truly lost. The relationships that gently faded from your life, the opportunities that seemed to pause indefinitely, the cherished dreams that felt deeply buried beneath layers of disappointment, they are not gone forever. On the contrary, they are being strategically repositioned, meticulously realigned to return to you in a form that perfectly matches who you have now become, rather than who you once were. Within you now resides a depth, a resilience, a wisdom that simply did not exist before. Your heart has been profoundly softened by the crucible of surrender, yet simultaneously strengthened and refined by the fires you've endured. You now perceive the world differently, with greater clarity, with deeper compassion. Your discernment has grown exponentially, not through the arrogance of pride, but through the profound wisdom gleaned from pain. This, my dear friend, is the unmistakable mark of those who are trusted with a spiritual legacy, those destined for great things. The battles you valiantly fought in silence were not merely for your personal benefit. Oh no, their impact reverberates far beyond you. They were fought for your bloodline, for your children's children, for the very chains that have clung tenaciously to your family for generations. Through your quiet endurance and unwavering faith, you have broken destructive patterns that have attempted to repeat themselves for decades. And while the world observed only your surface, heaven meticulously watched your spirit and declared, "This one is ready." You are not merely a survivor. You are a pioneer, a trailblazer. You are actively rewriting spiritual history through your consistent obedience, your intentional restraint, your heartfelt surrender, and your unwavering perseverance. The pressure you experienced intensified, not because you were weak, but precisely because the enemy recognized what was forming within you. He saw the undeniable rise of a spiritual leader, not defined by platform or public acclaim, but by profound purity of heart. Not by fleeting fame, but by a faith that had been fiercely fire-tested and proven true. You may not have known it at the time, but every quiet, surrendered yes you offered was meticulously building a crown, unseen by human eyes, destined for your head. Now you will begin to notice subtle yet profound shifts in your language, in the way you think, in your very posture, in your instinctive response to conflict, and in your deepened sense of purpose. This is no mere coincidence. This is the unmistakable fruit of an internal resurrection, irrefutable evidence that you are no longer the person you once were. When the next season of your life unfolds, you will not crawl into it hesitantly, nor will you whisper your way through it, questioning your inherent worth. No, you will walk into it with an undeniable authority, for you carry the profound weight and wisdom of one who has bravely endured the wilderness and faithfully trusted the silence. This next season is not a prize awarded for achieving perfection. It is a revelation, an unveiling of what was being meticulously built within you during those times when nothing visible seemed to be changing. What looked like nothing on the surface was, in reality, everything. What felt empty was, in truth, holy work occurring beneath the surface. You didn't always see it, but you lived it. You bore it. You survived it. And now you will walk in what was always divinely yours, in the exact perfect moment the Lord ordained. So, let this profound truth resonate deep within your soul and find its sacred resting place there. You are not late. You are not forgotten. You are precisely on time, perfectly aligned with His divine timing. The monumental decision concerning your destiny was already made in the heavens long before you even possessed the strength to ask. Long before your voice grew hoarse and broke from praying the same fervent prayer repeatedly. The silence you so patiently endured was not a denial from heaven. It was, rather, a sacred stillness, heavy with profound meaning, thick with the weighty purpose of preparation. The enemy, cunning and relentlessly insidious, tirelessly attempted to convince you that heaven had gone quiet because you were fundamentally unworthy, that the closed paths were definitive rejections, that the absence of applause meant you were utterly abandoned. But the truth, always more powerful than the lie, remains steadfast. The unwavering hand of the Lord never, not for a single moment, left you. What appeared to be silence was, in reality, the very breath of God, holding the ground steady and firm beneath your feet, even as unseen storms raged around you. Storms you never even perceived. He didn't say no. He said, not yet. And even that divine delay was mercy, meticulously wrapped in sacred strategy, designed not to tease you, not to break you, but to precisely prepare you to receive what would have, in an earlier season, utterly crushed you prematurely. There exists a unique kind of strength that the world, in its pursuit of instant gratification, simply does not comprehend. The strength to wait patiently with unwavering hope in the midst of silence. And you, my dear one, have lived it. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3 verse 26. And while you waited, while you endured the silence, your profound faith spoke volumes, louder than any words you could utter. Every single tear you shed in secret was seen, not metaphorically, but literally counted and cherished by your heavenly Father. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Psalm 56 verse 8. Every long, restless night of turning, every morning where you summoned the inner strength to force yourself to stand, every single day you smiled outwardly while internally unraveling, none of it went unnoticed. You offered your pain to God, not in one dramatic, sweeping gesture, but in a thousand quiet, private moments of choosing not to give up, of refusing to surrender to despair. And each of those quiet choices became a sacred offering, reverently placed on an altar invisible to men, but utterly unforgettable to heaven. The enemy did not fear your human strength. He feared your surrender. He was never truly concerned with your ability to fight. He feared your profound refusal to walk away, to abandon your post. Because when you steadfastly stayed in the battle, even without perfect clarity, when you whispered the name of the Lord through your utter exhaustion, the very atmosphere around you shifted. Not because you shouted, but because you did not run. There is an anointing that falls not on the loud, but on the loyal. The spotlight of heaven, that sacred gaze, it wasn't fixed on the grandiose declarations or the most visible acts. No, it settled, with unwavering intensity, upon the quiet steadfastness of your heart. You, chosen one, were being watched with a meticulous, loving attention that far surpassed any earthly scrutiny. Not only by the Almighty God Himself, the Alpha and Omega, but by the myriad hosts of heaven, legions of angels and heavenly beings, their eyes locked onto your journey. Even in those most hidden, unseen corners of your life, where no human eye could penetrate, angels were not merely present. They were stationed, strategically positioned, a celestial guard surrounding your very existence like unwavering sentinels. Their swords were drawn, their presence a silent, powerful shield. Every single time your voice, raw and vulnerable, cracked in the intimate solitude of prayer, struggling to form the words, yet you still pushed through the doubt and the ache to utter that sacred affirmation, Amen. A powerful reverberation shook the celestial realms. Heaven didn't just hear you. It responded. And its response wasn't a mere clamor or a fleeting echo of noise, but a potent, undeniable movement that shifted unseen realities. Demons, those ancient adversaries, they backed away, not at the sound of your booming strength, not at the display of your own might, but at the sheer, unadulterated force of your surrender. It was the moment you laid down your pride, your control, your perceived power, and simply yielded to his will. That humility, that vulnerability, that was the weapon that drove them into retreat. And while a world consumed by fleeting validation built its shaky confidence on visible results, on public recognition, on tangible rewards, you, in your quiet strength, built yours on a whisper. A tender, persistent voice you heard in the depths of your spirit. A truth you absolutely refused to stop believing in. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence, whose very foundation, is deeply rooted in him. Jeremiah 17 verse 7. You didn't ascend to this point by demanding strength or striving for an outward show of power. You simply refused to stop standing. You refused to collapse, to give in, to quit, even when every fiber of your being screamed for rest. There's a profound difference between the two. And heaven, in its infinite wisdom, calls that unwavering posture obedience. You were never being punished, not for a moment. Instead, you were being meticulously positioned, not for a fleeting temporary breakthrough that would soon fade, but for a monumental permanent shift in the trajectory of your entire life. Because the season you're stepping into now, this profound new chapter, it isn't just a sudden, unexpected gift randomly bestowed. No, it is a glorious manifestation of everything that was painstakingly forged in the shadows, refined in the fire of obscurity. You will not stumble into the season by mere accident or fortunate coincidence. You will walk in with an inherent, divine authority, because you carry the immense weight of endurance, a resilience that cannot be faked, a strength that only comes from the crucible of wilderness survival. That deep-seated fortitude, it's etched into your very being. Your breakthrough, therefore, isn't born from pity or a casual wave of the divine hand. It is the exquisite fruit of your consistency, your unyielding faithfulness, during those long silent seasons when no one clapped, when no one even noticed. You didn't walk away when every instinct, every circumstance, made it easier to abandon the path. You didn't turn bitter, resentful, or hardened, even when the pain and injustice you faced would have entirely justified it. No, you stayed. When others frantically sought shortcuts, trying to bypass the process, you chose the arduous yet liberating path of surrender. When others impatiently demanded immediate answers, you, with profound trust, embraced the profound mystery of his divine timing and purpose. And that, beloved, is precisely what qualified you, not for a temporary reward, but for an eternal inheritance. Consider the timeless narrative woven in the book of Ruth. After every field had been diligently gleaned, after every harvest had been meticulously gathered, a woman stood with seemingly nothing but her fierce loyalty and her profound brokenness. Yet she was noticed, noticed by a Redeemer who saw beyond her circumstances. Ruth, in her humble faithfulness, didn't frantically chase after the blessing. She remained steadfast, anchored in the mundane, in the hard, in the profoundly overlooked aspects of her life. And Boaz, the kinsman redeemer, saw her not merely with human eyes, but with spiritual vision, recognizing her as an integral part of a redemptive lineage, a sacred bloodline that would ultimately birth kings. As it is written, May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Ruth 2 verse 12. This, in its essence, is the story of your soul. The field of your life may have felt empty, barren, stripped bare. The nights were long and cold, filled with isolation and uncertainty. Yet still you remained. Still you gleaned what little strength you had left, gathering fragments of hope in the desolation. And now, the Redeemer comes, not to offer you charity as one might give to a beggar, but to fully restore you with profound purpose, to reclaim every lost year and shattered dream. What lies ahead for you, what is unfolding in this new dawn, will bear no resemblance to the arduous wilderness you walked through to get here. The very room that once echoed with your silent sobs, the space where tears mingled with prayers, will be transformed into the same room where spontaneous, unbridled songs of joy will rise to touch the heavens. The tears you cried, each one a silent offering, will become the very rain that watered seeds you didn't even know you had planted deep within your spirit. For those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. Psalm 126 verse 5. And as you step into this new season, this divine unveiling, understand this truth with absolute certainty. The world, with its loud pronouncements and superficial values, will relentlessly try to measure your progress with its limited standards, its arbitrary timelines, its fleeting metrics, its fickle applause. But heaven, the eternal realm, never once measured you by any of those superficial things. He measured your heart. The purer your motive, the deeper your devotion, the louder, more impactful, more resonant your spirit became in the unseen. You may have seemed utterly invisible to the human eye, lost in the crowd or forgotten in the quiet, but in the divine ledger you were being marked. Marked for something eternal, something profoundly significant. Nothing, absolutely nothing about your past pain, your struggles, your mistakes, disqualifies you from this destiny. On the contrary, everything about it meticulously prepared you. You didn't survive by accident, by some random twist of fate. You didn't keep breathing out of sheer luck or coincidence. No, you were carried. You were kept. You were seen. And now, in this sacred moment, you're stepping into the glorious unveiling of everything that was being cultivated, refined, and strengthened in the silence. The wilderness, that season of stripping away, ends not with a fleeting fanfare or a momentary celebration, but with deep, soul-satisfying fulfillment. Not with a sudden, jarring bang, but with a gentle, undeniable bloom. Quiet, slow, utterly certain, and one day soon, with eyes filled with awe, you'll look back at the very place where you used to break, where your spirit shattered, and you will see breathtaking beauty rising from it. Not because your pain was casually dismissed or ignored, but because it was profoundly used, woven into the masterpiece of your testimony. Not because the scars magically disappeared, but because they were gloriously transformed, becoming powerful signs of His glory, eternal emblems of His redeeming power. This beloved is the undeniable beginning of something holy, something utterly sacred. And this time, you are not walking into it as someone who barely made it, who scraped by on the fringes of survival. No, you are entering it as someone appointed, meticulously refined, divinely chosen, and unequivocally ready. Everything that was forged in silence, every private battle fought in the solitude of your soul, every inner wrestling match that left you breathless, every desperate moment where you wondered if the voice of the Most High had forgotten your name or your very existence. All of it is now being brought to light. The season that formed you in obscurity, that shaped your character in the shadows, is now gracefully giving way to a season that will spectacularly reveal His glory through the canvas of your transformed life. The curtains are opening, not for your fleeting fame or personal recognition, but solely for His glory. And what the world, in its limited perception, couldn't possibly see in your quiet, hidden seasons, He is about to profoundly demonstrate in the open, for all to witness. It all begins here, right where you once sat alone, nursing your wounds, asking if you'd been overlooked, forgotten. It begins in the very place where you prayed with a whisper, a faint, trembling inquiry, questioning whether heaven had truly heard you. And with a voice that spans eternity, He answers, "Now, my beloved, I never looked away, not for a single second." You didn't know it then, but every tear you shed, every drop that fell, was a profound, intimate conversation with eternity. Every time you attempted to turn back, to shut down the fragile flame of hope before it could disappoint you again, you made a choice. You chose to stay. You chose to believe, even when belief felt terrifyingly risky, even when it defied all logic and human reason. This is precisely where breakthrough happened. Not in the absence of fear, but in the very raw, trembling presence of it. When you chose obedience over temporary comfort, unwavering trust over logical reasoning, profound surrender over self-preservation. This is the sacred point, the precise moment, where something rare, something eternally significant, happened deep inside of you. Very few make it through this kind of intense, purifying testing. Most, when faced with the fire, simply quit. Many choose to numb themselves, seeking escape from the pain rather than confronting it. Some merely perform faith, putting on a show for others, but they don't truly live it, embody it, allow it to transform them from the inside out. But you, beloved one, you walked through the consuming fire of adversity, and you didn't let go of his hand, not even when it felt like you were clinging to nothing at all, suspended in the void. And that, in its essence, was the test. You placed more weight, more absolute conviction, on his whispered word than on the tumultuous waves of your own emotions. You silenced fear, not with brute control or forced suppression, but with the profound, peace-generating act of worship. You didn't conquer anxiety by pretending it didn't exist, by denying its grip, but by bravely declaring, "Even in my fear, even in this trembling, I will choose you." You stood firm, not because the path ahead was easy, smooth, or free from obstacles, but because the one who called you to this journey, the God of all creation, is eternally faithful. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Job 13 verse 15. This, my friend, is the profound distinction, the sacred separation, between the many who falter and the few who persevere. You didn't follow the Lord of glory for what he could give you, for the blessings, the rewards, the comforts. No, you stayed with him, you clung to him because you knew who he was, truly and intimately. And that singular decision, that moment when you trusted him more than your shifting feelings, more than your troubled circumstances, marked the glorious end of the test. It wasn't heralded by a thunderclap or a dramatic explosion, but by a quiet, profound, and utterly certain shift in your spirit. But there's something else you absolutely need to know, a truth the others, the ones who chose the easier path, will never fully grasp. This is the revelation that unlocks a deeper dimension of his favor. It's not about the magnitude of your suffering, but the quality of your surrender through it. And now, he who redeems time, the master weaver of all seasons and stories, is about to reveal the hidden tapestry of your waiting. He saw you not as a victim, but as a warrior being refined. He heard every tear, not as a sign of weakness, but as a prayer of profound trust. And what is coming next will not just bless you. It will become a testament to his unwavering faithfulness. He is not merely opening a door. He is ushering you into an inheritance that was designed before the foundations of the world. This is the season where the weight of his glory will be made visible through your transformed life, not for your praise, but for his eternal renown. For when heaven moves, it moves not just to change your circumstance, but to etch his story onto the very fabric of your being, a story of redemption, resilience, and revolutionary love. And you, beloved, are now ready to tell it. Speaks over your life. "I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it?" Isaiah 43 verse 19. He is breathing new life into the very fabric of your existence. This is not just a quiet whisper, but a powerful declaration of newness, a sudden, miraculous surge of growth. Can you not yet feel the tender shoots pushing through the hardened ground of your past? Open your spiritual eyes and see the verdant promise unfolding. The profound transformation that has begun in this precise moment will not merely alter the trajectory of your future. It will reach back through the corridors of time, completely redefining your understanding of every single thing that lies behind you. What once seemed like crushing disappointment, a dead end, or a cruel twist of fate, will now reveal itself as divine direction, a carefully placed signpost guiding you to this very moment. What you labeled as debilitating failure, a personal shortcoming, or an insurmountable setback, will emerge as the indispensable foundation upon which your greatest strengths were meticulously built. And what felt like an agonizing silence, a void where answers should have been, was in reality a strategic pause, a holy maneuver executed by the hand of God himself. But remain intensely vigilant. For the enemy of light, the ancient adversary, is acutely aware of the glorious season you are now stepping into, a season he desperately wishes to steal. Insidious confusion will attempt to creep back into your thoughts, fogging your clarity. Treacherous doubt will try to resurface, whispering its corrosive lies into the chambers of your heart, just as it did before. Yet, recognize these for what they truly are, mere echoes, faint and impotent, of a defeated plan, a battle already decisively won. The foundational truth remains unshaken, immutable, and eternal. Every force that dared to oppose your destiny has been decisively overruled by the highest court of heaven. Every obstacle that sought to block your progress has been divinely removed, clearing your path. And every wound, every deep cut and agonizing bruise you sustained, has been miraculously transformed into the fertile soil from which your next level of strength, your most powerful resilience, will gloriously spring forth. Do not for a moment underestimate the sheer weight, the profound significance, of what is now being released into your life. This is no ordinary favor, no casual blessing or fleeting stroke of luck. This is divine restoration with compounded interest. A recomp speaks over your life. I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43 verse 19. This is not merely a comforting thought. It is a divine decree being declared over your very existence. A profound transformation, unseen in its initial stirring but now undeniably present, is not only poised to redirect your future, but it will also irrevocably reshape your entire understanding of everything that has transpired in your past. What once weighed you down as bitter disappointment will now be revealed as a clear, purposeful direction. What you had labeled as failure, a crushing defeat, will now be seen as the very bedrock, the unshakable foundation, upon which your grandest achievements will be built. And those periods of agonizing silence, where heaven seemed deaf to your cries, were not abandonment but rather an intricate, strategic maneuver orchestrated by the divine hand. But remain vigilant, for the enemy of light, the adversary of your soul, keenly perceives the glorious season you are about to step into. Ancient, familiar confusion will attempt to cloud your mind once more. Old, insidious doubts will whisper their corrosive lies into your ear, trying to pull you back into the shadows. Yet, these are nothing more than the hollow echoes of a long-defeated plan, a strategy that has already been utterly dismantled. The fundamental truth remains unshaken. Every obstacle that opposed your progress, every dark force that stood against you, has been divinely overruled. What blocked your path has been utterly removed, and the very experiences that wounded you, leaving you broken and vulnerable, have become the rich, fertile soil from which your next level of strength, your most formidable resilience, will powerfully emerge. Do not for a moment underestimate the profound significance, the sheer weight, of what is now being released into your life. This is not ordinary favor, a mere casual blessing. This is nothing less than complete restoration, but with an interest so generous it defies human calculation. For every tear you secretly shed, for every long, silent night where hope seemed to falter, for every precious dream you believed was buried forever beneath the dust of disappointment, he is not only returning what was lost but bountifully adding what was delayed. I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten. Joel 2 verse 25. Though you may still feel a deep sense of unpreparedness, perhaps hesitant, or even utterly weary from the long journey, know this with absolute certainty. You have arrived, at this very moment, at a pivotal, divine turning point. The arduous road you've walked, every single step, was not in vain. The incredible strength you painstakingly gained in the deepest shadows, when no one was watching and hope was a fragile flicker, will now not only sustain but empower you as you step boldly into the brilliant light of this new season. This is more than just a comforting word. It is a divine decree, irrevocably spoken. What once held you back, those invisible chains and perceived limitations, is now finished, forever abolished. The insidious lies that were whispered against you, the crushing weight that threatened to suffocate your spirit, the cyclical patterns of pain and setback that desperately tried to repeat themselves, all of it has been fully addressed and judged by the righteous judge. He did not merely bring an end to the battle. He decisively settled it in your favor, granting you a complete and irreversible victory. And so now you are called to walk forward, not with the trepidation of fear, but with the illuminated clarity of divine purpose. Your name, beloved, has been eternally inscribed with an unmerited, unparalleled favor. You are now stepping into a season marked by sharpened vision, a profound renewal of strength, and an undeniable divine release. What was once hidden from your sight, shrouded in mystery, will now be gloriously revealed. What was once delayed, held in abeyance, will now move forward with an unstoppable, supernatural power. This is the appointed moment, not the grim beginning of another struggle, but the triumphant beginning of profound fulfillment. Not the weary end of your fight, but the glorious rise of your hard-won victory. Let every step you take from this point forward be deeply grounded in this absolute knowing. The Lord has already gone before you, clearing the path and conquering every foe. And what is coming next for you is not just better than anything you've experienced. It is divinely appointed, orchestrated with precision and purpose by the very hand of God. And now, as the profound weight of this transformation gently settles upon your spirit, there is one more essential truth you must hold close, allowing it to penetrate the deepest recesses of your soul. What you so often labeled as delay was never, in fact, denial. What felt like an agonizing failure was never, ever a punishment. It was, rather, a sacred, meticulous preparation. Holy in its intent, deliberate in its execution, and often unseen in its unfolding. The Lord of time and eternity himself desires for you to grasp this profound truth. You were never, not for a single moment, behind schedule. The hurried path the world praises, the relentless speed it demands, the superficial metrics it uses to define success, these were never meant to measure the unique, timeless design of your life. You weren't late to your divine purpose. You were simply being perfectly aligned with a majestic design that is eternal and divine, not conventional or bound by earthly timelines. There were countless moments when you grieved deeply, doors that remained stubbornly shut despite your fervent prayers, timelines that seemed to vanish into thin air, seasons of waiting that lingered far too long, stretching your patience to its breaking point. But those moments, though painful, were never wasted. They were sacred. Every single pause was imbued with divine purpose. Every slow, arduous step was meticulously protected by an unseen hand. You were being shielded lovingly and deliberately from paths that were never truly yours to walk, from spiritual wars you were not meant to fight, from roles that would have ultimately distracted you from your true eternal assignment. He makes everything beautiful in its time, says the ancient word in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. And this beauty, this exquisite spiritual formation, has been steadily unfolding in profound silence beneath the surface of your life, where no human eye clapped in approval, where no one saw your progress, but heaven, oh heaven, saw every single detail. What you perceived as agonizing stillness was not stagnation. It was a powerful spiritual gestation. In those hidden, often lonely places, the Lord was diligently enlarging your capacity, stretching the very fabric of your character, deepening your spiritual roots. Not because he was withholding from you, but because he was profoundly growing you to hold and steward more than you could ever possibly imagine. There are certain blessings, divine inheritances, that require more than just a fervent longing. They demand a foundational strength, an unshakable stability, a profound maturity. You may have prayed earnestly for influence, but the Lord, in his infinite wisdom, built endurance within you. You may have pleaded for a breakthrough, but he patiently forged a resilient backbone. For when heaven meticulously prepares a vessel for a truly significant impact, it first strengthens the inside, meticulously developing the internal character, long before revealing the outward manifestation. This was never a delay. It was a sacred consecration, a deliberate pruning, a holy preparation for something far grand speaks over your life. He declares, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43 verse 19. This profound transformation unfolding within you, commencing its magnificent work right now, is destined to do more than simply reshape your future. It will fundamentally redefine your understanding of every single thing that has transpired in your past. What once felt like a crushing disappointment, a heavy burden you carried, will now reveal itself as divine direction, a precise compass setting for your true path. What you once labeled as an undeniable failure, a roadblock that halted your progress, will be unveiled as the very foundation upon which your resilience was built. And what felt like an isolating, agonizing silence, a period of utter abandonment, will now be recognized as a deliberate and intricate strategy, orchestrated just for you. But I urge you, stay vigilant, stay alert, for the enemy of light, the adversary who seeks to dim your newfound clarity, is acutely aware of the powerful new season you are stepping into. He knows the weight of destiny that rests upon you. Confusion, like a persistent shadow, will attempt to creep back into your mind, trying to obscure the path ahead. Doubt, a familiar serpent, will try to whisper its old, debilitating lies into your ear once more. But remember this with unwavering conviction. These are nothing more than the hollow echoes of a plan already defeated, the faint, dying reverberations of a battle already lost. The truth stands firm, unyielding and eternal. What fiercely opposed you, what held you captive in its grip, has now been divinely overruled. What relentlessly blocked your progress, those immovable obstacles, have been utterly removed. And what deeply wounded you, leaving scars upon your soul, has now been alchemized, transforming into the very rich, fertile soil for your next great strength, the foundation of an unstoppable resilience. Do not, for a single moment, underestimate the immense weight, the profound significance, of what is being released into your life. This is no ordinary favor, no casual blessing. This is restoration with interest, a boundless recompense that far exceeds your expectations. For every tear you silently shed, every agonizing, sleepless night, for every cherished dream that felt buried beneath the weight of despair, he is not merely returning what was lost. He is adding to it, bringing forth what was delayed with a divine abundance that overflows. He declares, "I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten." Joel 2 verse 25. You may, at this very moment, still feel a tremor of unpreparedness, a flicker of hesitation, or even the lingering weariness of your long journey. Yet, know this with absolute certainty. You have arrived at a divine turning point, a pivotal moment meticulously appointed by heaven itself. The arduous road you've walked, every challenging step, every shadowed valley, was not in vain. The incredible strength you painstakingly gained in the shadows, the resilience forged in obscurity, will now serve to sustain you, to empower you, as you step into the brilliant light of your destiny. This is far more than just a word of comfort, a gentle reassurance. This is a powerful, unshakable decree from the highest authority. What held you back, those invisible chains and unseen barriers, is finished, utterly dismantled. The insidious lies that were spoken against you, attempting to derail your spirit, the crushing weight that sought to break you, to pin you beneath its burden, the relentless cycles that tried to repeat themselves, trapping you in an endless loop, all of it has been definitively addressed and settled by the righteous judge of all creation. He did not merely end the battle. He settled it once and for all in your favor. And so now walk forward. Walk not with the paralyzing grip of fear, but with the illuminated path of clarity. Your name, beloved, has been eternally inscribed with favor. You are entering a season of sharpened vision, where clarity pierces through every fog, of renewed strength, of vigor that defies your past exhaustion, and of divine release, an unleashing of all that was held back. What was once carefully hidden in the depths will now be spectacularly revealed. What was once painfully delayed will now surge forward with an unstoppable power. This right here, right now is the moment, not a bleak beginning of endless struggle, but a glorious beginning of profound fulfillment. Not the bitter end of your fight, but the triumphant rise of your undeniable victory. Let every single step you take from this moment forward be deeply grounded in this profound knowing. The Lord has already gone before you, clearing the way, making straight your path. And what is coming next is not just an improvement. It's not merely better. It is divinely appointed, a destiny woven into the very fabric of time. And now, as the immense, yet gentle weight of this glorious transformation lovingly settles upon you, there is one more profound truth, one sacred understanding, that you must hold closer to your heart than anything else. What you, in your human understanding, once labeled as an agonizing delay was never, ever a denial. What felt like an overwhelming failure was never, for a single moment, a punishment. No, it was preparation. A preparation that was holy in its intent, deliberate in its execution, and utterly unseen in its unfolding. The Lord of time and eternity, the architect of your existence, desires for you to grasp this deeply within your spirit. You were never behind. The fleeting paths the world so loudly praises, the frantic speed it so relentlessly demands, the superficial metrics it uses to measure worth, they were never meant to define or measure you. You were not late to your divine purpose. You were simply being meticulously aligned with a design that is eternal, boundless, and far transcends anything conventional or earthly. There were countless moments when you grieved deeply, moments where your spirit felt heavy with sorrow. Doors that remained stubbornly shut, timelines that seemed to vanish into thin air, seasons that lingered far too long, stretching your patience to its very limits. But hear this truth, those moments were not wasted. They were sacred. Every single pause was purposeful, a deliberate act of divine timing. Every slow, arduous step was protected, guided by an unseen hand. You were being meticulously shielded from paths that were never meant to be yours, from battles and wars you were never destined to fight, from roles and distractions that would have ultimately pulled you away from your true, sacred assignment. He makes everything beautiful in its time, declares the ancient word in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11. And this exquisite beauty, this profound spiritual formation, has been steadily unfolding in silence, beneath the surface of your life. In those hidden places, where no human eye clapped in approval, where no one externally saw the profound work, heaven did. Heaven witnessed every hidden effort. What you perceived as agonizing stillness was not stagnation, not a lack of movement or progress. It was a holy spiritual gestation, a period of profound internal growth. In those hidden, quiet places, the Lord was not withholding from you. Rather, He was enlarging your capacity, stretching the very fabric of your character, deepening your roots, making them strong and unshakable. He was growing you not to simply receive, but to hold more, to carry more, to impact more than you could ever have possibly imagined. There are certain blessings, divine inheritances, that require far more than just a longing heart. They demand strength, stability, and a profound maturity. You earnestly prayed for influence, for a platform to make a difference, but the Lord, in His infinite wisdom, first built endurance within you. You fervently asked for a breakthrough, a dramatic shift, but He first gave you backbone, an unwavering resolve. This is because when heaven prepares a vessel for impact, when it designs a life for profound purpose, it meticulously strengthens the inside, the core of one's being, before it ever reveals the outside. This was never a delay in the conventional sense. It was a consecration, a holy setting apart, a pruning, a careful removal of anything that would hinder your growth, a sacred and thorough preparation for what was to come. And understand this with absolute clarity. Nothing, absolutely nothing, was truly lost. The relationships that subtly faded, the opportunities that seemed to pause indefinitely, the dreams that felt irrevocably buried, they are not gone forever. They are currently speaks with life-giving authority over your very existence. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth, do you not perceive it? Isaiah 43 verse 19. This profound transformation unfolding within you right now will not merely reshape the trajectory of your future. It will fundamentally redefine your deepest understanding of every moment that has led you to this point. What once loomed as crushing disappointment will now crystallize into undeniable divine direction. What you labeled as irredeemable failure will reveal itself as the essential bedrock foundation upon which your greatest triumphs are built. What felt like an isolating, deafening silence was, in reality, a meticulously crafted, strategic maneuver orchestrated by the hand of heaven itself. but remain ever vigilant. The enemy of all light, the adversary of your soul, intimately understands the glorious season you are poised to step into. Whispers of confusion will undoubtedly attempt to creep back, seeking to cloud your newfound clarity. Doubt, that insidious serpent, will attempt to coil itself around your heart once more, attempting to sow seeds of insecurity. Yet, understand this with unwavering conviction. These are nothing more than the hollow echoes of a plan already decisively defeated. The immutable truth stands firm. Everything that opposed your progress has been irrevocably overruled. Every single barrier that blocked your path has been utterly removed. And every wound you endured, every ache that pierced your spirit, has now become the rich, fertile soil from which your next monumental strength will inevitably spring forth. Do not, under any circumstances, underestimate the profound weight and immeasurable significance of what is being released into your life. This is no ordinary favor, no casual blessing. This is radical restoration, delivered with divine interest, a recompense beyond measure. For every tear you silently shed, for every long, lonely night spent wrestling in the quiet, for every dream that felt ruthlessly buried, he is not only meticulously returning what was lost, but he is adding exponentially to what was so painfully delayed. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Joel 2 verse 25. You may, at this very moment, still feel thoroughly unprepared, perhaps even profoundly hesitant, or undeniably weary from the long journey. Yet, let this truth anchor your soul. You have not merely arrived at a crossroads. You have reached a meticulously ordained, divine turning point of monumental proportions. The arduous, winding road you've traveled, every single step, was not in vain. The resilience and unshakable strength you painstakingly forged and secretly gained in the deepest shadows will now become the very sustenance that powerfully sustains you as you walk boldly into the radiant light. This isn't just a gentle word of comfort, a fleeting encouragement. This is a divine decree, issued from the highest court of heaven itself. What once held you captive, what shackled your spirit, is now irrevocably finished. The insidious lies that were spoken over your destiny, the suffocating weight that relentlessly attempted to crush your very essence, the relentless cycles that tirelessly tried to repeat their destructive patterns, every single one has been thoroughly addressed, meticulously examined, and definitively judged by the righteous judge of all creation. He didn't just merely end the battle. He decisively settled it once and for all entirely in your favor. And so, with this profound understanding, walk forward now. Not with the heavy burden of fear, but with absolute unshakable clarity. Your name has been eternally inscribed with favor, etched into the annals of heaven. You are not just entering a new chapter. You are stepping into a season of dramatically sharpened vision, of powerfully renewed strength, and of profound, liberating divine release. What was once meticulously hidden will now be gloriously revealed. What was once frustratingly delayed will now move forward with an unstoppable, supernatural power. This is not a future possibility. This is the moment. Not the harrowing beginning of yet another struggle, but the glorious beginning of unadulterated fulfillment. Not the bitter end of your valiant fight, but the triumphant rise of your ultimate victory. Let every single step you take from this moment forward be deeply grounded in this absolute, knowing certainty. The Lord has already gone before you, clearing the path, preparing the way. And what is coming next is not just an improvement, not merely better, but divinely appointed, predetermined, and perfectly aligned with His eternal will. And now, as the immense, yet gentle weight of this transformative shift begins to settle profoundly upon your spirit, there remains one more indispensable truth you must hold incredibly close to your heart, safeguarding it fiercely. What you so often labeled as an agonizing delay was, in the grand tapestry of divine timing, never, ever a denial. What felt like an utterly devastating failure was never, under any circumstance, a punishment. It was, in its entirety, a meticulous, sacred preparation. Holy in its intent, deliberate in its execution, and largely unseen by human eyes. The Lord of time and eternity, who holds all moments in His hands, desperately wants you to grasp this profound reality. You were never truly behind. The relentless path the world so boisterously praises, the unrealistic speed it constantly demands, the shallow metrics it incessantly uses to gauge success, these were never, ever meant to measure the intricate, unique design of you. You were not late to your divine purpose. You were simply and perfectly being aligned with a design far grander and more intricate than conventional wisdom could ever comprehend. A design that is eternal, not merely temporary or trending. There were undoubtedly countless moments when you grieved deeply. Doors that remained stubbornly closed. Timelines that seemed to vanish into thin air. Seasons that lingered far too long, stretching your patience to its very limits. But those moments, those seemingly wasted intervals, were not, in fact, wasted at all. They were sacred. Every single pause in your journey was profoundly purposeful. Every slow, deliberate step was meticulously protected. You were, in essence, shielded, protected from paths that were never truly yours to walk, from spiritual wars you were never meant to fight, from roles and assignments that would have utterly distracted you from your true eternal assignment. As the ancient wisdom in Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 declares, He makes everything beautiful in its time. And this very beauty, this profound spiritual formation, has been steadily unfolding in sacred silence, beneath the visible surface of your life, in places where no one applauded, where no one saw, where no human eye could perceive, but heaven did. What you perceived as unbearable stillness was not, in truth, stagnation. It was a profound spiritual gestation. In those hidden, unseen places, the Lord was actively enlarging your capacity, stretching your character beyond its perceived limits, and deepening your roots into the rich, life-giving soil of His presence. This wasn't because He was withholding good from you. It was precisely because He was deliberately growing you, meticulously preparing you, to hold and carry far more than you could ever have possibly imagined. There are certain blessings, divine inheritances, that require far more than just a fervent longing. They demand a deep, foundational strength, an unshakable stability, and a profound maturity of spirit. You prayed earnestly for influence, yet the Lord was diligently building endurance within your spirit. You cried out for a breakthrough, but He was giving you a spiritual backbone, an inner fortitude. Because when heaven prepares a vessel for immense impact, it invariably strengthens the inside, fortifying the core, long before it ever publicly reveals the outside. This entire process was never a delay. It was a sacred consecration, a precise pruning, a holy preparation for something infinitely greater. And grasp this truth deeply. Absolutely nothing was truly lost. The relationships that subtly faded, the opportunities that seemed to pause indefinitely, the dreams that felt agonizingly buried, they are not gone forever. They are merely being repositioned, divinely orchestrated to return in a form that perfectly matches who you have become, not merely who you once were. Within you now lives a depth of spirit, a richness of being, that simply did not exist before. Your heart has been tenderly softened by the crucible of surrender, yet simultaneously strengthened by the refining fires of adversity. You now perceive the world differently, with far greater clarity, with deeper insight, and with a more profound, compassionate understanding. Your spiritual discernment has not grown through arrogant pride, but through the crucible of deep, transformative pain. This, beloved one, is the unmistakable mark of those who are truly trusted with a multi-generational legacy. The battles you fought, often in the deepest, most isolating silence, were never, ever just for you alone. They were for your entire bloodline, for the generations yet to come, for your children's children, for the tenacious chains of bondage that had clung relentlessly to your family for decades, perhaps even centuries. You have, by your quiet perseverance, broken destructive patterns that tirelessly tried to repeat themselves, echoing through the corridors of time. And while the transient world fixated only on your outward surface, observing your visible struggles, heaven was intently watching your spirit, and with profound affirmation, declared, "This one is ready. You are not simply a survivor, someone who merely endured. You are a pioneer, a trailblazer forging new paths. You are, through your unwavering obedience, your steadfast restraint, your profound surrender, and your unyielding perseverance, actively rewriting spiritual history. The pressure you experienced didn't intensify because you were weak. It intensified precisely because the enemy recognized what profound transformation was forming within you. He saw the undeniable rise of a spiritual leader, not defined by a public platform, but by the purity of your heart. Not by fleeting fame, but by a faith that had been meticulously fire-tested and proven unshakable. You may not have realized it then, but every single quiet yes whispered in the dark was meticulously building a crown, unseen but eternally destined. Now, you will begin to notice subtle yet profound shifts in your language, in the very framework of your thinking, in your posture towards life, in your measured response to conflict, and in an undeniable, unwavering sense of purpose that now courses through your veins. This is not mere coincidence, a random series of events. This is the tangible, glorious fruit of an internal resurrection, a profound rebirth of your spirit. This is the undeniable evidence that you are no longer the person you once were. When the next season of your life gracefully unfolds, you will not timidly crawl into it, uncertain and hesitant. You will not whisper your way through it, questioning your inherent worth or your right to be there. No, beloved one, you will walk into it with an unshakable, divinely imparted authority, because you carry the profound weight of one who has not only endured the deep wilderness but has also implicitly trusted the sacred silence of God's preparation. This next season is not a prize awarded for some unattainable perfection. Rather, it is the glorious revelation of everything that was being meticulously built, forged, and refined within you during those times when absolutely nothing visible seemed to be changing. What looked like utter nothingness was, in reality, everything. What felt undeniably empty was, in truth, holy work being diligently performed beneath the surface of your life. You didn't always perceive it, but you most certainly lived it. You bore the weight of it. You survived the intensity of it. And now, you will walk confidently into what was always inherently yours, precisely in the exact moment the Lord Himself ordained it. So, etch this profound truth into the deepest chambers of your soul, and let it resonate with every fiber of your being. You are not late. You are not forgotten, not for a single moment. You are, with exquisite precision, right on time, in His perfect eternal time. The definitive decision regarding your destiny has already been made in the highest courts of heaven. Long before you ever mustered the raw strength to articulate your desires, long before your voice cracked from fervently praying the very same prayer over and over again, the silence you so painfully endured was not a dismissive denial. It was, rather, a sacred stillness, heavy with profound meaning, thick with the tangible weight of divine preparation. The enemy, that cunning and relentlessly persistent adversary, tirelessly attempted to convince you that heaven had fallen silent because you were somehow unworthy, that the paths that closed before you were unequivocally a rejection, that the absence of worldly applause signified utter abandonment. But the truth, beloved one, is infinitely more powerful and liberating than any lie. The unfailing hand of the Lord never, not for a solitary second, left you. What appeared to be an echoing silence was, in profound reality, the very breath of God, holding the ground immovably steady beneath your feet while unseen, ferocious storms raged around you. Storms that you were mercifully shielded from ever even seeing. He did not issue a definitive no. He simply whispered, "Not yet," and even that perceived delay was a profound act of mercy, meticulously wrapped in divine strategy. Not to tantalize you, not to break your spirit, but to precisely prepare you to receive what would have utterly crushed you had it come prematurely. There exists a unique kind of strength, an inner fortitude, that the superficial world simply cannot comprehend. It is the quiet, resilient strength to wait with unyielding hope in the midst of profound silence, and you, beloved one, have lived it. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Lamentations 3 verse 26. And while you waited, while you endured, your unwavering faith spoke volumes, far louder and more profoundly than any words you could utter. Every single tear you cried in secret was seen, not metaphorically, but literally counted and cherished by the heart of God. You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Psalm 56 verse 8. Every long, restless night spent tossing and turning, every morning where you had to forcefully compel yourself to stand, every single day you managed to smile while internally unraveling, none, not a solitary moment went unnoticed by heaven. You gave your pain to God, not in one dramatic public gesture, but in a thousand quiet, private moments of choosing not to give up, of refusing to relinquish hope. And each one of those moments became a sacred offering, reverently placed upon an altar invisible to human eyes, yet eternally unforgettable to heaven. Understand this pivotal truth. The enemy did not, in fact, fear your strength, your raw power. He feared your profound, radical surrender. He was never truly concerned with your mere ability to fight. He feared, with a chilling dread, your unyielding refusal to simply walk away. Because when you steadfastly remained in the battle, even when clarity was utterly absent, when you whispered the name of the Lord through your utter exhaustion, the very atmosphere around you shifted. Not because you shouted your demands, but because you simply did not run. There is a specific anointing, a divine empowerment, that falls not upon the loud and boisterous, but upon the deeply loyal. You were not only being watched intently by God Himself, but by the countless hosts of heaven. In those hidden, unseen places, angels were stationed, like celestial sentinels, surrounding your life, standing guard. Every single time your voice cracked in prayer, every moment you felt completely undone, and yet you still managed to whisper, "Amen," heaven responded. Not with a resounding noise, but with decisive, impactful movement. Demons recoiled and backed away, not at the sound of your human strength, but at the sheer, unyielding force of your surrender. And while others diligently built their confidence on fleeting results, on external recognition, and on temporary rewards, you, beloved one, built yours on a quiet whisper, a steadfast conviction you resolutely refused to stop believing in. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. Jeremiah 17 verse 7. You didn't ask to be strong. You simply refused to stop standing. There is a profound, an eternal difference between the two. And heaven, in its infinite wisdom, calls that unwavering refusal to quit, obedience. You were never, ever being punished. You were being meticulously positioned, not for a temporary breakthrough, a fleeting moment of relief, but for a permanent, irreversible shift in your destiny. Because the season you are now stepping into isn't just a gracious gift from above. It is a powerful, tangible manifestation of every single thing that was diligently forged in the deep shadows of your past. You will not stumble into this season by accident, a mere stroke of luck. No, you will walk into it with a divinely endowed authority, because you carry the profound, irrefutable weight of genuine endurance, the kind that cannot be faked, the kind that can only be cultivated and earned through true wilderness survival. Your breakthrough is not the result of pity, not a compassionate handout. It is the glorious fruit of your unwavering consistency, your steadfast faithfulness, during those long unseen moments when no one was clapping, when no human eye was watching. You didn't walk away when it would have been immeasurably easier to do so. You didn't allow bitterness to take root in your heart when, by human standards, it would have been entirely justified. You stayed. You remained. When others eagerly chose tempting shortcuts, you resolutely chose surrender. When others impatiently demanded immediate answers, you courageously embraced the mystery of God's timing. And that is precisely what profoundly qualified you for this magnificent inheritance. Consider the timeless narrative in the book of Ruth. After every field had been diligently gleaned, after every harvest had been carefully gathered, a woman with absolutely nothing to her name but unyielding loyalty and a heart broken open by life's trials was undeniably noticed by a Redeemer. Ruth did not frantically chase the blessing, did not strive for recognition. She simply remained faithfully present in the mundane, in the hard, and in the utterly overlooked moments of her life. And Boaz, the Redeemer, saw her not merely with human eyes, but with spiritual vision, recognizing her as an integral part of a redemptive lineage that would eventually birth kings. May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Ruth 2 verse 12. That, beloved one, is the resonant story of your very soul. The field of your life may have appeared empty, the nights of your soul cold and desolate, and still you remained. Still you tirelessly gleaned what little strength you had left, refusing to give up. And now the Redeemer comes, not to bestow upon you mere charity, but to profoundly restore you with a divine purpose, an eternal destiny. What lies ahead for you, what is unfolding in this new season, will bear absolutely no resemblance to the arduous path you walked through to arrive here. The very room that once echoed with your profound sobs will be the same sacred space where spontaneous songs of unadulterated joy will magnificently rise. The tears you cried, those seemingly wasted drops of sorrow, will become the life-giving rain that watered seeds you didn't even know you had planted, seeds now destined to blossom. Those who sow in tears shall reap with shouts of joy. Psalm 126 verse 5. And as you boldly step into this magnificent new season, grasp this profound truth with unwavering certainty. The world, with its superficial standards, its rigid timelines, its shallow metrics, and its fickle applause, will invariably try to measure your progress by its own limited criteria. But heaven, beloved one, never, not for a moment, measured you by any of those fleeting things. He measured your heart. The purer your motive, the louder and more impactful your spirit resonated in the heavenly realms. You may have felt utterly invisible, overlooked by all, but you were being eternally marked, destined for something far beyond the temporal. Absolutely nothing about your past disqualifies you. Rather, everything about it meticulously prepared you. You did not merely survive by accident, a stroke of random luck. You didn't simply keep breathing out of sheer chance. No, you were carried. You were kept. You were profoundly seen by the one who matters most. And now, you are stepping into the glorious unveiling of everything that was being cultivated, refined, and formed in the sacred silence. The wilderness season of your life ends not with a grand fanfare, but with profound, quiet fulfillment. Not with a sudden, deafening bang, but with a gentle yet certain bloom, slow and beautiful in its unfolding. And one day soon, you will look back at the very place where you used to break apart, where your spirit felt shattered, and you will witness breathtaking beauty rising triumphantly from it. Not because your pain was dismissed or minimized, but because it was profoundly used for an eternal purpose. Not because the scars disappeared without a trace, but because they were gloriously transformed into undeniable signs of His glory, testaments to His faithfulness. This beloved one is the beginning of something truly holy, something sacred and deeply significant. And this time, you are not walking into it as someone who merely scraped by, barely made it through. You are entering it as someone divinely appointed, meticulously refined, eternally chosen, and absolutely ready. Everything that was forged in the deepest silence, every private battle fiercely fought, every inner wrestling match of your soul, every agonizing moment where you questioned if the voice of the Most High had somehow forgotten your very name, all of it is now being brought to radiant light. The season that profoundly formed you in obscurity is now gracefully giving way to one that will powerfully reveal His glory through the very tapestry of your life. The curtains are opening wide, not for your fleeting fame, but for His eternal renown. And what the transient world could not possibly see in your quiet, hidden seasons, He is now about to powerfully demonstrate in the open, for all to witness. It begins right here, in this very moment, in the very place where you once sat alone, questioning whether you had been overlooked by God Himself. It begins in the deepest recesses of that sacred space where you once prayed with a whisper, humbly questioning whether heaven truly heard your heart's cry. And He unequivocally answers even now, "I never looked away, not for a single second." You didn't realize it then, but every single tear you shed was a profound conversation with eternity. Every time you attempted to turn back, to preemptively shut down hope before it could disappoint you yet again, you made a deliberate choice. You chose to stay. You chose to believe, even when belief felt terrifyingly risky, fraught with potential for further pain. This is precisely where your breakthrough truly happened. Not in the comfortable absence of fear, but decisively in the powerful, overwhelming presence of it. It happened when you courageously chose obedience over fleeting comfort, unshakable trust over cold logic, profound surrender over self-preservation. This is the pivotal point where something truly rare and extraordinary happened deep within your spirit. Very few individuals make it through this kind of intense, refining testing. Most quit when the pressure mounts. Many choose to numb themselves, seeking escape from the pain. Some merely perform a show of faith, but they do not truly live it. But you, beloved one, you walked through the very heart of the fire and resolutely refused to let go of his hand, even when it felt as though you were clinging to absolutely nothing at all. And that, precisely, was the profound test. You placed far more weight and authority on his infallible word than on your volatile emotions. You silenced fear, not through sheer human control or intellectual suppression, but through the profound power of worship. You didn't conquer anxiety by pretending it didn't exist. Rather, you faced it head-on, boldly declaring, "Even in my fear, I will choose you." You stood firm, not because the path before you was easy or clear, but because the one who called you is utterly faithful and true. "Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him." Job 13 verse 15. This is the stark distinction between the many who falter and the precious few who endure. You did not follow the Lord of glory for what he could give you, for the blessings or rewards. You stayed faithfully with him because you profoundly knew who he was, his character, his unwavering love, his steadfast nature. And that pivotal decision, the moment you trusted him more deeply than your wavering feelings, marked the definitive end of the test. Not with a dramatic thunderclap, but with a quiet, yet certain, shift in your very spirit. But there is something else, a vital truth that you absolutely need to know. A profound revelation that the others, perhaps, haven't yet discovered. The season you are entering now is not merely about receiving. It is, with profound emphasis, about becoming. You are not stepping into the season of abundant blessing to consume it selfishly, to hoard it for your own comfort or gain. No, you are stepping into it to carry it forward, to become a powerful conduit of grace and truth for countless others who are still navigating the very wilderness you have just triumphantly left behind. This, beloved one, is the essential difference between those who merely receive and those who faithfully steward. The Lord did not bring you through all of that immense trial and tribulation simply to make you comfortable, to grant you an easy life. He brought you through it all to make you capable. Capable of holding immense weight without breaking under the pressure. Capable of carrying precious oil, the anointing, without spilling it carelessly. Capable of bearing powerful witness to his truth without the corrosive taint of pride. You see, every single level of anointing, every measure of spiritual authority, invariably requires a deeper, more refined level of character. And true character is never built in the glaring spotlight of public recognition. It is meticulously forged in the secret place, in the hidden years, in the forgotten, overlooked seasons of solitude and struggle. That is precisely why your wilderness journey was never, ever wasted. It was the divine crucible where your character was painstakingly formed, molded, and strengthened. And now, as you step boldly into what comes next, you are not walking in as a naive novice. You are walking in as someone who has been thoroughly tested, profoundly proven, and found immovably faithful. The divine assignments that are now coming your way will require absolutely everything you learned, every lesson absorbed, every skill honed, in the deepest dark. The battles that lie ahead will demand the unshakable endurance you diligently built in the silence. The doors that are now opening wide before you will only remain open if you never forget where you came from, and more importantly, who faithfully brought you through it all. So, stay deeply humble, remain radically surrendered, and stay exquisitely close to the unwavering voice that called you out of profound obscurity. Because what you are about to walk into is far, far bigger than just you. It is generational in its impact. It is eternal in its scope. It is a powerful, undeniable demonstration of his glory that will reverberate and echo long after you have transitioned from this earthly realm. And that, beloved one, is the true ultimate blessing. Not that you get to shine in your own light, but that he profoundly shines through you. Not that you receive the fleeting applause of men, but that he, and he alone, receives all the glory. Not that your name is widely known, but that his magnificent name is eternally magnified. This is precisely what you were meticulously prepared for. This is what the long, arduous waiting was ultimately about. This right here, right now, is the pivotal moment everything profoundly changes. Not because of who you are in your own strength, but because of who he is powerfully at work in you. So walk forward, chosen one. Walk forward with an unshakable confidence, not in your own abilities, but in the omnipotent one who called you. Walk forward with an audacious boldness, not because you are self-qualified, but because you are eternally chosen. Walk forward with an undeniable authority, not because you earned it through your efforts, but because it was freely given to you by the King of Kings. The season of obscurity, of being hidden, is unequivocally over. The glorious season of manifestation has definitively begun. And everything you are about to see, everything you are about to experience, everything you are about to become, has already been meticulously written in the eternal scrolls of heaven. Your sacred job is simply to obey his leading, to trust his unfailing heart, to surrender your will, and to walk in perfect step with the Holy Spirit. Do that, beloved one, and simply watch what the Lord of hosts will powerfully do through the surrendered vessel of your life. This is your time. This is your moment. This is your season. Step into it with unyielding faith. Step into it with courageous conviction. Step into it with the full, unwavering assurance that he who began a good work in you will faithfully carry it through to its glorious completion. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, from the deepest chambers of our hearts, for this profound, life-altering word. We thank you for the intricate, often challenging, journey that has so faithfully brought each one of us to this precise, divinely ordained moment. We thank you with every fiber of our being that absolutely nothing was wasted, not a single tear, not a single struggle, not a single moment was lost, and that every single circumstance, every intricate detail, was meticulously working together for our ultimate good and for your eternal glory. Lord, we surrender ourselves completely to you now, casting off all pretense. We surrender our deepest fears, our persistent doubts, the painful memories of our past failures, and the gnawing anxieties of our uncertain future. We surrender it all, every single fragment, and we humbly ask that you utterly fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit, your irresistible power, and your manifest presence. Strengthen what feels weak and vulnerable within us. Heal what is broken and shattered in our lives. Restore what was so cruelly stolen by the enemy, and powerfully release everything that has been meticulously prepared for us from the foundations of time. We receive your unparalleled blessing by faith, with open hands and believing hearts. We step boldly into this new season with an unshakable confidence, not in ourselves, but entirely in you. And we commit, from this day forward, to walking in unwavering obedience, radical surrender, and implicit trust in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Amen. If this powerful word has touched the deepest recesses of your heart, if you can feel the undeniable, tangible presence of the Spirit of God moving in your life right now, we invite you to type Amen in the comments, boldly affirming his truth. Please share this life-giving message with someone who desperately needs to hear it, someone who is still waiting in their wilderness. And always, always remember this profound truth. Your breakthrough is not a matter of if, but definitively when. And that when is now.